Today's the day I'm actually gonna do it. I'm gonna interact with a human. All I have to do is climb through this window. There he is, just completely passed out, sleeping away. Whoa, wait, humans really do have ears like that. I thought it was just rumors, or just a story. It's real. They really are rounded at the end. That's so strange and unique and cool and fascinating all at once. What on earth? I really shouldn't wake him, but I just have to touch. There's no way I can go back without touching them. He's deep in a slumber, so I'm sure it won't make much of a difference to him. Why? Is the sleepy baby getting his human ears touched? You weren't supposed to wake up. I was just really curious about your ears and touched them a little, mister. I promise I wasn't doing anything weird. So, yeah. I got inquisitive, I think the word is, and couldn't hold back anymore and just had to rub you all over. Wait, that sounds wrong. Anyway, since you're awake, please, mister, let me rub your ears. I can't resist them. They are so cute, and they look so different, and they feel like normal ears, but then they aren't because they have that round bit at the top, but not pointy like mine. That was quite a mouthful. But please, you don't know what this will mean to me if you let me. I've been told my whole life how different yet similar our kinds are, and you're the only person I've ever met from your species, and you haven't been mean to me so far. Please, 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 you wouldn't be mean to an elf girl like me, right? Manipulative. Jeez, mister. That's some real strong accusations from someone out here flaunting their ears like that. Yeah, but you weren't wearing a hat, so, like, it's your fault. Duh. That we're in this position, all you have to do is lie down and stay as still as a board or a rock or a stick, something that's very still. Yes. And I will commence my humble experiment on you. Is that Cleo with you? You like this sensation? I mean, ears are pretty sensitive. Not just the sound, believe it or not. Think of how often you actually touch them. Like, never, right? So I suppose if someone else, like a cute little elf girl with an attitude to match, across you one day and started touching them, I guess it would be kind of nice. What about if I try fully rubbing them? One side, and the other. Maybe it's not quite as pleasant on one side. Something to do with being left or right-handed. Like if you go into a room and you think there might be danger. If you're right-handed, you're much more likely to go in leaning to your left. So you can swing if there's any danger. Does that make sense? I don't think I heard that from anyone else though, so maybe I'm like a genius for coming up with it. It's true though, I'm like your evidence for it. Why I got bruises all down my left side rather than my right. Right-handed gang represent. Suddenly you're falling asleep. I know it might be soup for the day. Am I really that good? Maybe I'm in the wrong business. What about if I try cupping your ears? Does it make me sound any different? I bet it does. Well, if you like it, then do not relax. I never met a human before, so it's nice being as close and personal with you. I learned a lot, or well, I tried to learn about you guys. Not too different anatomically, just better eyesight. Oh wait, I'm not supposed to say that. We just have more well-developed eyesight, and ours too. We can hear just a bit better because the echo gets caught into the protein bits, or the eulude, as we say in our tongue. I need to apply my lotion to my hands. I don't want them to dry out. Oh shoot, I didn't think this far ahead. Can I touch your ears still, or is that weird? I don't know what it would feel like. Maybe I start. Rubbing all over. Ooh, your face is being very neutral. Does that mean you're enjoying it? take notes. I feel like I'm doing field research with you right now. Ah, yes. Why, of course, humans love their ears being played with. They are a peculiar race. We experience many pleasures of the flesh. I wonder, should I get you to do the same to me? Maybe one day, if I dare come and visit you again. Make you feel forever indebted to me because of this. Oh, you could pamper me like a princess. Ah, by my royal decree, I announce that bells can mingle freely among humans. That Hey, you scrunched your face up. Oh, yeah, no. If I get found out, I would 100% get in trouble for this. Stop. Why? That's weird. I haven't had anyone worry about me like that. I wouldn't get in trouble, silly. Here, let me dry off some of the lotion for you. In this ear. And then in this ear. What about if I use a cleaning tool on your ear? That could be fun. Pretty sure our ear canals are the same. So I promise I won't burst your eardrums. A pinky. A pinky. You. I like you. Plus, what's wrong with begging? I bet you know what I want, and you seem to give in pretty quickly. So I guess I'm the real winner here. Now, no moving. Or else I might accidentally hurt you in this scenario, okay? You are sounding pretty mumbly there, so if you want to sleep, so I can let you drift off whilst I slave away, goofing around with your ears. And yes, you can trust me. I promise I won't do anything weird. I'll probably just sneak off back home and write about what happened in my journal. They really did make out humans to be, mean, I guess, that's the word. But you're not mean at all. In fact, you're nice and cozy. This is making me sleepy too. I think that's enough cleaning, are you? Human, you're gonna make me pass out if you do this. This is making my head all fuzzy. And then maybe I went for a little rest, just for a small amount of time. You pet my ears like this. Mister, let me lie on your chest. You're so warm. I feel amazing. Please don't stop until I pass out. Humans are so cool. I want to meet you again. Bonus, we'll meet again.